Bones might creak and clatter onto the hardwood, frightening the children in the next room. The morticians would be damned if they couldn't get her tired old face and customary smile. So those were just a few poems from Artie Gold. The book is called Four Montreal Poets, selected and edited by David Solway. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed the whole show. It's always over too quickly. Sam Squanch's Hideaway is coming up next. If you ever want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at audiotechcitr@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be seeing you next week.
Carnival time, that was confusion. I see a man in crime, beating for no woman. So she took him whiskey, and she gave to Harry. So she took him money, and she gave to Archie. Then she take him rum, and she give it to the mom. Nixie, it's Nixie. It breaks she. Then him lick she. It ramps she. It jumps she.
She was underwhelmed, if that's so. One of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, and I'm sure of that. Oh,
All right, that right there is Sloan from the album Smeared. The song was Underwhelmed. and there's actually, excuse me, a better version of that song, at least in my mind. And it comes from their first EP called, I should know this, Peppermint, that's right, which I have. And I often do play it, and it's like almost got like a hip hop beat. Oh no, that's not for Underwhelmed. It's for it's for Underwhelmed. That's right. I'm getting Eric's trip. Excuse me. Well, that was lovely. I just had a moment of Eric's trip and stove smother confusion. Anyways, okay, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And from 6:30 until 8, we listen to Canadian music. That is our purpose. And gotta tell you, I really love that Sloan. As I always have, I've always loved Sloan. But I always do say my love of Sloan, generally speaking, ended in 1996. Yeah, my pure, unadulterated love ended there. Then it was like, you know, brought down to a level of maybe liking, and around from 96 to about 2000, and then after about 2000, 2001, I generally had no opinion about Sloan, except that I knew that I no longer loved them, if that makes any sense. But this is an album that I love. This is Smeared, of course. Their 1993 DGC, which is David Geffen Company release. Oh no, sorry, 1992. Look at that. 1992, my God. And I love it so much that I really want to listen to some more Sloan. So we are going to hear I Am the Cancer after this. This station here, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, is broadcasting from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. There you go. So, and it's, I've got gardening fever. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I am, my God, totally excited about planting some new trees in, and it's Earth Day too, so it all works out. It's all quite thematic. But I live in a house in East Van with a fairly smallish lot. I mean, it's not the point is the house takes up a good chunk of the lot. It's like a Vancouver special. So in the back, it's a strip of land, not a lot, but enough to get, it's bare. Like it's like a blank canvas. And I do love gardening. I love it. But I want to become a really good gardener. Like, I don't think my design capabilities need to be challenged. No, they are challenged. So anyways, we recently bought some trees. So I'll tell you what we bought, because I know you're so excited about my gardening adventures. Let's see. I bought a horse chestnut. So it's going to turn into a big tree. And then bought one of those very awesome slender evergreens, which is a tall, skinny one with like the droopy arms. And it's kind of like an Alaskan false cedar, but it's a slightly different variety, I think. So that's very cool. And then now the problem was with the ponderosa pine. We bought a ponderosa pine because we were highly, highly ambitious, dare I say. And then, you know, as I bought this, then we brought it home. And it's like, wait a second, ponderosa pines are massive forest trees. Like, we're talking, like, massive, you know, I don't know, 100 feet tall or something ridiculous. So I realized, I don't know, I don't think that's going to work. And then they get up to a radius of, I think, 50 feet wide, like the spread. And I'm like, no, that's like, 1.5 times the size of our lot. So anywho, long story short is we bought these killer plants off Craigslist from a wonderful couple in East Van, which is the side of town that I live on, which is great. So I tell you, Craigslist rocks, and we got some good deals and got to canoodle with some wonderful planty people. Here you go. All right. That's my story. Sloan. Let's move on and listen to some more Sloan. By the way, my name is Anita B. I think I told you that, but I'm not sure. This here is, as promised, I Am the Cancer, and you're listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Soon I'll make you, I will.
That right there is the High Dials from their album Moon Country, which is newish. We heard Book of the Dead. And the High Dials are a band from Montreal who used to be the Dotsons, but then there was a band out of New Zealand that had the same name, and I guess the New Zealand band won out. So the Dotsons changed their name to the High Dials, and that's how that happened. I love that album. It's so good. It's 14 songs, and really long songs, generally speaking. The shortest is just over 3 minutes, and the longest is 8 minutes. It's just, it's great. So there you go. Okay, the High Dials. Before that was the New Pornographers. We heard the title track from their 2000 album, Mass Romantic, on Mint Records. The New Pornographers being a local band who, I guess, kind of technically aren't fully local anymore. Carl Newman lives in Brooklyn. That would be New York. Yeah, so that's that. And then Sloan was in there before that with I Am the Cancer from the Smeared album. And you know, it's funny. I thought I had packed my over here, my Sloan Peppermint CD, and I did. And remember how I said, oh, there's a better version of Underwhelmed on Peppermint? Well, there is, and I have it in my hands, and I want to play it. And that was my goal, was to actually play it. And then somehow I got confused and played it from the Smeared album. But I think maybe I'll play it at the end of the show. So we started yeah, that's what I'll do. Oh, look at that. You know, it's like, it seems like I planned these things, but not really. So we started this whole show at 6:30 off with Sloan's Smeared version of Underwhelmed. And then we're going to end it. That's what we'll do with the Peppermint, their first EP version of Underwhelmed. That's right. Anyways, this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and it is Canadian music. That's what it is. It's just Canadian music from 6:30 until 8. And I'm your host, Anita B. And we're going to continue listening to Such. So what do we have next? I know what we have next. Oh, yeah, Pure. That's what we have. I've decided to play a guilty pleasure of mine. And I'm talking about Pure. And they had an album out. I guess this was like their big album, major label release, called Generation Six Pack. And they kind of, they were flirting with like big time success, as far as you can have that in Canada, at least. And they were making somewhat of a little tiny weenie dent on the music scene in the States. But they never really fully realized that success. But anyways, I really like this song called Anna. And, yeah, Pure is a band out of Vancouver, and I have no clue what they're up to. Obviously, I don't know, but obviously, but they are no longer, I'm sure they no longer exist, but I wouldn't be surprised if the members are all doing something else musically. I know the one guy was, producing or recording music. So there you go. Anyways, okay, this is, Pure with their song Anna on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and this is not Anna. Let me try that again. Here we go. Yes.
Up her arms just to feel complete. She's a speed freak. Okay.
not the only one. Stand close to me right now. Please hold me for a while. And it's a speed freak.
another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Ooh.
That right there is a beautiful song. Wow, I'm impressed. I need to play that more often. That is the first time I've played it. It is Alone on a Thursday by Down the Lees. Let me repeat that. Down the Lees, three words. And that can be found on their new album, The Guest Room. And it's interesting that that song was very reminiscent, I felt, of the organ, you know, the organ. And I decided, because of that, to play the organ next, because it got me in the mood for the organ. But Down the Lees is a band out of Vancouver, and it is predominantly Laura Lee Schultz. And I know Laura. I haven't seen her in ages, but I was in a band, and I've played with her in actually an assortment of bands. She's always been playing music for many years in different, in different forms all the time, different bands. But anyway, she's in a band now called Down the Lees. And, awesome. That was really, really good. I need to play that every week now, because I played another song off that before and it was good too, but this, wow. Okay, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. It is 7:15, and this is the show where you hear Canadian music. And actually, let me tell you how this works out tonight, as it always works out, from 8 until 10, so that's in 45 more minutes. I think Val might be in. I'm not exactly sure. But because Val was away in the South, in Louisiana, and I neglected to email her the information I wanted to do, so... Because I used to be a resident of South Louisiana for a little while, for 2.5 years. And I do miss it dearly. If you ever get a chance to go down to the South, in particular Louisiana, please, please go down to the southern part of the state, like to New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette. That whole area is amazing. It's got so much culture and so much, so many friendly people and amazing foliage and a nice climate. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful part of our continent. Anyways, I digress. Where am I now? Oh, I'm telling you. Okay, what did we listen to? I explained. Oh yeah, where am I going here? Let me stop. There you go. So Val will hopefully be in at 8, but she may not. Okay, her show is called Folk Oasis. There you go. Now let me go back again and tell you that before the band Down the Lees, I did forget to tell you that we heard Joel Plaskett in there with the song Run, Run, Run from his new album. It's called Three. And it's this song I really liked, this song Run, Run, Run. And the album is called Three because it consists of three actual CDs or three albums or records or whatever you want to call it. And maybe you guys don't even touch music anymore. Maybe it's all on your iPod. I don't know. But if you have the CD in your hand, it has three CDs, which consist of 9 songs each. There you go. So that Run, Run, Run is off the first CD. Last time I played, I think Lazy Bones off CD number 3. And it was just a slowish song. It didn't really catch me. It didn't really do much for me, but that song did. So we've listened so far to 2 out of the 27 songs is my point. There's so many songs. And Joel Plaskett, of course, formerly of Thrush Hermit, is an amazing and amazing and amazing songwriter and kind of cute to boot. It doesn't, you know, so there you go. Okay. And then before that, of course, we heard Pure with the song Anna from their 96 major label release, Generation Six Pack. Okay, there we go. So did I tell you that my name is Anita? Anita B? That's me. If you want to call the station, you can. The number here is 822-2487. So 604, it equates to UBC CITR. So 604-822-2487. And if you have Canadian music that you would like to request that does not involve, oh, I don't know, the Tragically Hip or what else sucks? I don't know. Most Canadian music. Mainstream is pretty awful. How about The Trues? Sakurama. Who else? Let's see. Oh, there's so many bands. I was thinking of that band. So many. whatever. Okay, but let's move on and listen and think about some good Canadian music, such as The Organ. I did promise you they're going to be coming up next. This is a band who no longer exists, but I'm not going to play anything for their latest EP. And that, and this, the point I'm trying to tell you is they no longer exist, but they did recently, semi-recently, after they broke up about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, they did actually record, a, I don't know, like 6 or 7 songs. But let's go before that, and I'm going to play us something from a compilation on Mint Records called Wee! It's a Team Mint sampler. That's right. The song is called Fire in the Ocean, and, oh, actually it is from their EP called Thieves. Okay. Okay, so you can find this one off that EP I was just telling you all about, called Thieves. And that's the deal. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Song's done. Time for gradients, time for so safe. Farewell to that last phase. Hey pal, these are the days. Everything's moving so fast. Young men with such foresight, forward in your birthright. Join in, cause this time it's gonna last.
This is it, this is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. This is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, you are listening to CITR as our Speak and Spell station ID explained that to you. By the way, that was a Speak and Spell. Remember that little game, that plastic toy you had as a kid? And yeah, anyways, I guess somebody still has it. Anyways, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And that we just listened to was, I mixed this up a bit. Okay, let me just, I still have the CD on me. It's Circle Square, who I adore. Songs About Dancing and Drugs is the name of that album. We heard the first song called Hey You Guys. And I am going to continue to play them every single week until we all get sick of them. There you go. Okay, but I don't think that could happen. So anyways, before that, we heard the organ with the song Fire in the Ocean, which is from Wii. It's a Team Mint sampler, which is also then taken from their last EP. And then before that was Down the Lees. Did I explain that? I think I did. Alone on a Thursday from an album called The Guest Room. Right. Okay. I got two people who called in with requests. So I feel so special. And wow, how cool is that? So I am going to play us some requests. Coming up now is something for Dan. He was asking for some Art Bergman, and I could do that. I could look up some Art Bergman, but I just happen to have on me. It's like drugs. I'm like, what do you want? Okay, I don't have Art Bergman, but I've got some Young Canadians. I've got my like bag of tricks here. All right, so how about some Young Canadians? And he seemed happy with that. So we're going to hear Hawaii for Dan. And then Stacy called and she's like, can I hear some Inbreds? And it's ironic because I just took my Inbred CD out of my case. And then she was like, okay, so how about some Thresh Hermit? And I'm like, oh, I have some right here. Which she wasn't crazy about the CD I happen to have on me. And by the way, Stacy, Thresh Hermit are my favorite band of all time. And then as we're chatting, she's like, okay, how about Huevos? Huevos Rancheros. And I'm like, you know what? I think I have that. So I do. And I just happen to have Huevos Rancheros. They're super famous, fabulous song back from the day, from the mid 90s. We're going to hear after the Young Canadians, we're going to hear Get Out of Dodge from Huevos Rancheros. Okay. There you go. So, and then maybe I'll play this provincial election PSA, because it's a public service announcement. I think I need to know more about the provincial election on May 12th. I'm usually politically fairly up to date. And I'm like, oh boy, I got to do some research. Got to know what's going on. So maybe in between songs, I will play us the provincial election public service announcement to get us all up to speed on what's going on politically. All right. So there you go. So it's kind of like a little homework show. The show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and it's Canadian music until 7 o'clock with me, Anita B. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, coming at you from the campus of UBC. This here is for Dan. It is Hawaii from the Young Canadians. Those native girls are such a treat, swinging to the native beat. Running from the rain, thousands on the run, making like a witch, getting full of fun. 2 a.m, economy in 747, jammed to the rule. Worked all summer, saved my money so I could be the one. Let's go to fucking Miami, lounge along the beach. Let's go to fucking Las Vegas, throw a wad in the sun. I'm gonna stop 2040 before I'm back under the gun. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Making like the rich, heading for the fun. 2 a.m, economy air, 747, jammed to the roof. Worked all summer, saved my money so I
on May 12th. 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12th, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
Is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Right there from Vancouver is The Battles, and I adore that song. It's a classic on my show. Oh, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm gonna need a B. The Battles. That song is one of 24 that you can find on the Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special compilation. And I was in a band at the time that this compilation came out, and ironically, I was also. My band was on this compilation. But anyways, it just harkens me back to the music scene in Vancouver in like the early O's, if you want to call it that, or the late 90s. And God, I used to be at like every second show that was out there. And I was just so part of it. I was so fresh and so young and so excitable. I really was, you know? And not to say I'm not fresh. I'm not young. And am I excitable? I can be. There's a few things musically that excite me. I have to admit, I am definitely more jaded. But so The Battles, they always get me going, as does, as everybody should know, Wolf Parade. Oh my God, I love Wolf Parade. So you know what? Listening to that song, by the way, the battles. I think I'm going to play some Pumons as well because it's making me think of the Pumons. But that comes after the next song I'm going to play, and that's from local band The Safety Show. But let's go back and let's find out what we listened to. So before the battles there, we heard Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet from their, I think, 89, if I'm not mistaken, album, Savvy Showstoppers. We heard Good Cop, Bad Cop. And then before that, we heard the lovely, the amazing, the... they're so tasty. Circle Square with the song Hey You Guys from their newest album. It's totally new and I love it. It's called Songs About Dancing and Drugs. Actually, I guess I'm not that jaded. There are some bands that are getting me excited. So Circle Square is really one of them. Okay. Now, what did I say? Oh yeah, and another band. How could I not say this? I'm talking about The Safety Show. This is a local band who the players have been around for so long, playing in many different bands. There's members from, Closed Caption Radio, members from, Kedo, Operation Makeout. I'm just trying to think of all the bands that these guys were all in. Robosexuals. Anyways, they have a new album out. It's amazing. It's called, Blackwater. And you have to see them if they play around town soon, which I'm sure they have and or will. Mind you, I have a couple kids and yeah, I never get out. I'm pathetic. But anyways, so go have a drink on me for me. Think of me. The song we're going to hear from this wonderful, I think it's a quintet. I think there's five of them as I drop the CD. Hold on.
Oh, I'm bending over. I'm stabbing my chest
with a seat arm. Okay, five of them, yes. So they're a quintet. So it would be a party on stage, I would guess. Okay, but anyway, Safety Show. We're going to hear the song Blindness. And let's make sure I've got it queued up correctly. Anyways, did I tell you that this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway? Did I? Well, if I didn't, that's what you should know. And I'm Anita B. And it is Wednesday. And I'm here for another, 14 or so minutes. Until the next show starts, which is called Folk Oasis. And it's hosted normally by Val Cormier, but she may still be away. So anyways, let's make sure I've got the right song here. I'm just kind of killing time, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want song 6. And it was in, and then I, deleted it. Anyways, let's just move on. This is Safety Show. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Helps on the way down. They say you're all right, always. Thank you. something about me. Not sure of that, but I'm sure of one thing. Her spelling's atrocious. She told me to read between the lines. Tell her exactly what I got out of it. I told her affection had two F's. Especially when you're dealing with me.
Do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.